This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in this majlis, we move on to lesson number 32. We're very close to completing this book, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. Lesson number 32. What will we be covering in this lesson? We will be covering matters pertaining to the exclusions, the exceptions. All of the students have come except Muhammad. The students have arrived, but their bags have not. The students have arrived, except their bags. Their bags have not come on the flight. Allahu musta'an. So we have different types of exceptions, exclusions. We will discuss them bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Let us begin with lesson number 32. And the details will be explained in the lesson bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So we have here Ali. So Ali states, مَا نَتِيجَةُ الْإِخْتِبَارِ الشَّهْرِ مَا نَتِيجَةُ الْإِخْتِبَارِ الشَّهْرِ يَا أُسْتَاذُ نَتِيجَة مَا مَعْنَى نَتِيجَة نَتِيجَة are the results. نَتِيجَة results. مَا نَتِيجَةُ الْإِخْتِبَارِ الشَّهْرِ What are the results of the monthly examination, the monthly test, اختبار, test or examination? اختبار الشهري, the monthly test, يا أستاذ. ما نتيجة الاختبار الشهري, يا أستاذ. The مدرس says, نجح الطلاب, نجح الطلاب, نجح الطلاب كلهم, إلا واحدا منهم. نجح الطلاب كلهم. The students have all passed. نجح, they've passed. نجح الطلاب, the students have passed. كلهم, all of them. إلا except, mashaAllah. So our exception here, إلا واحدا منهم, except one of them, except one of the students. So the one who didn't pass is also a student. We call this the مستثنى متصل, that it is the connected type of مستثنى, that the item which has been excluded is also part and parcel of the original whole, meaning that they are a group of students and they've all passed except one. The one who's left out, the one who didn't pass, he is also a student. That's different from the students have arrived except their bags. Bags have nothing to do with students. Bags don't fall within the same category as students. A bag is a bag and a student is a student. And so this is what we call mustathna munqati', that the item excluded doesn't form part and parcel of the original that we are talking about. Unlike all of the students have passed except Muhammad. Muhammad is a student, but he's not passed. And we will discuss bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So again, نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا واحدا منهم, that all of the students have passed except one of them. Ibrahim says, أخشى أن أكون إياه, أخشى, I fear, أن أكون, أخشى أن أكون إياه, I fear that be that one, I fear that I am that one, I fear, أخشى أن أكون, that I will be إياه, the one. The one that has not passed, the one that has failed. I fear that I am the one who has failed. Allahu musta'an. Again, akhsha, I fear, an akuna, to be, iyahu, iyahu, that one, the one, the one you are talking about, the one who didn't pass. Al mudarrisu, na'am, anta dhaka, yes, you are that one, you are that one. All of the students passed except you. Allahu musta'an. So Ibrahim says, كَيْفَ رَسَبْتُ وَقَدْ أَجَبْتُ عَنِ الْأَسْئِلَةِ كُلِّهَا إِلَّا الْأَوَّلَ كَيْفَ رَسَبْتُ How did I fail? وَقَدْ أَجَبْتُ And I answered عَنِ الْأَسْئِلَةِ The questions كُلِّهَا All the questions. How did I fail when I answered all the questions? إِلَّا الْأَوَّلَ Except the first one. So he left out the first question. The mudarris says, Al-awwalu huwa al-muhimmu. The first one was the important one. It was muhim. It was the important one. Al-awwalu huwa al-muhimmu. Al-awwalu huwa al-muhimmu. The first one was important. Walahu thalathuna darajatan. And it had 30 marks. 30 grades, 30 marks. Ya ikhwanu, ijtahidu. Oh my brothers, work hard, exert yourselves. Ijtihadan, exert yourselves an exertion. Faqad iqtaraba al-imtihanu nihaiyu. Faqad iqtaraba al-imtihanu nihaiyu. For indeed, the final examinations are close. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا شَهْرٌ وَاحِدٌ And there doesn't remain except 1 month. أو أَقَلُّ Or less than that. Again. الْأَوَّلُ هُوَ الْمُهِمُّ The first was important. وَلَهُ ثَلَاثُونَ دَرَجَةً And it had 30 marks. يَا إِخْوَانُ اجْتَهِدُوا اجْتِهَادًا اجْتَهِدُوا اجْتِهَادًا فَقَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ الْإِمْتِحَانُ النِّهَائِيُّ For indeed, the final examination is close. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا شَهْرٌ وَاحِدٌ And there doesn't remain except 1 month. أو أَقَلُّ Or less. كَمْ دَرْسًا نَدْرُسُ لِلْإِمْتِحَانِ This is Brother Zahir, he asks, كَمْ دَرْسًا How many lessons? نَدْرُسُ We will study, we are studying لِلْإِمْتِحَانِ For the examination. Basically, how many lessons will we be tested on in the test, in the examination? The mudarris says, ندرس الكتاب كله إن شاء الله. ندرس الكتاب. We are studying the book. كله, the complete book. إن شاء الله. Ahmed says, إلا الدرسين الأخيرين. Except the last two lessons. إلا الدرسين الأخيرين. إلا الدرسين الأخيرين. Except the last two lessons. The mudarris says, لا. بل ندرس الكتاب كله. بل ندرس الكتاب كله. بل ندرس الكتاب كله. Rather, we will study the entire book. Rather, we are studying the entire book. بل ندرس الكتاب كله. يسجل الغياب. يسجل الغياب. Records the absenteeism. من غائب اليوم؟ من غائب اليوم؟ من غائب اليوم؟ Who's absent today? And then Ali says, ما غاب اليوم إلا حامد. ما غاب اليوم إلا حامد. No one's absent today except Hamid. Except حامد. Except حامد. Take note that in many of the previous exclusions, we saw that the item excluded, the مستثنى, it was منصوب. Look at our second line. إلا واحدا منهم. Except one of them. Most of them were mansub. But here, because this is a negative type of sentence, ما غاب اليوم إلا حامد. ما غاب اليوم إلا حامد. حامد is مرفوع. Excellent. أين دفتري يا أستاذ؟ أين دفتري يا أستاذ؟ أين دفتري يا أستاذ؟ Where's my notebook, O teacher, O أستاذ؟ And so he says, هو معي, it is with me. هو meaning the notebook. هو معي, it is with me. سأعطيكه, سأعطيكه, سأعطي. I will give you it. I will give it to you. سأعطيكه, I will give it to you. غدا, inshallah. I will give it to you tomorrow, inshallah. لقد صححت الدفاتر لقد صححت الدفاتر I marked the notebooks I corrected the notebooks كلها إلا إياه All of them except your one, all of the notebooks, this teacher, he went through them, he marked them, etc., corrected them, except illa iyahu, except that one, except your one. Again, sa'u'tikahu ghadan insha'Allah, laqad sahahtu ad-dafatir kullaha illa iyahu. في الحصة السابقة in the previous period, شرحت لكم الدرس, I explained to you people the lesson, إلا جملا منه, except some sentences from it. In the previous lesson, I explained all matters except a few sentences. إذا أردتم, if you people want, أُعِيدُ شَرْحَهُ, I will repeat the explanation of it, of that previous lesson. إِذَا أَرَدْتُمْ أُعِيدُ, I will repeat, أُعِيدُ شَرْحَهُ, its explanation, قَبْلَ, before, أَنْ أَشْرَحَ, قَبْلَ أَنْ أَشْرَحَ, before I explain, الْجُمَلَ الَّتِي, the sentences which, لَمْ تُشْرَحْ, which were not explained, بَعْدُ, as yet. Again, إِذَا أَرَدْتُمْ أُعِيدُ شَرْحَهُ, if you people want, I will repeat its explanation, قَبْلَ أَنْ أَشْرَحَ الْجُمَلَ الَّتِي, before I explain the sentences which, لَمْ تُشْرَحْ بَعْدُ, which have not yet been explained. Ibrahim says, لَا حَاجَةَ إِلَى إِعَادَةِ شَرْحِهِ يَا أُسْتَاذُ, there's no need for repeating its explanation, يَا أُسْتَاذُ, فَقَدْ فَهِمْنَاهُ, for we have understood it. Again, لَا حَاجَةَ إِلَى إِعَادَةِ شَرْحِهِ يَا أُسْتَاذُ, فَقَدْ فَهِمْنَاهُ, that we've understood that previous lesson. MashaAllah. Ali says, أرجو, oh, Ali is different. Ali says, أرجو أن تعيد شرحه يا أستاذ. So the students have deferred. أرجو أن تعيد, I request that you repeat, شرحه يا أستاذ, its explanation يا أستاذ. فلم يفهمه أحد إلا إبراهيم. ما شاء الله. For nobody's understood it except Ibrahim. ما شاء الله. Nobody has understood it except Ibrahim. Again. فلم يفهمه has not understood it أحد, anyone, إلا إبراهيم except Ibrahim. مدرس says, إذن نعيد قراءة الأمثلة الواردة في الدرس. Then, in that case, نعيد, we will repeat, نعيد, we will repeat, قراءة الأمثلة الواردة, we will repeat the reading, we will repeat reading أمثلة الواردة, the examples mentioned في الدرس, in the lesson. Again, إذن نعيد قراءة الأمثلة الواردة في الدرس. In that case, we will repeat the examples mentioned in the lesson. اقرأ الآيات يا زهير. So Zahir, بعد الاستعاذة, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, he recites, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And when we said to the malaika, the angels, usjudu li Adam, prostrate down to Adam alayhi salam, fasajadu, and so they all went into prostration, illa iblisa, except Iblis, aba, he refused, wastakbara, and pride got the better of him, he was proud, wa kana min al-kafirin, and he was of those who were not grateful, he was one of those who disbelieved. Allahu musta'an. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ, فَشَرِبُوا, and they all drank minhu from it, illa except qalilan minhum, except a few of them. So this is the story of Jalut and Talut, etc. And fasharibu minhu illa qalilan minhum, and they drank from it except a few of them. Ma fa'aluhu illa qalilun minhum, ma fa'aluhu, and they didn't do it, illa except qalilun minhum, except a few of them, few from them. فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الظَّالِمُونَ فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ and destroyed إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ and who's destroyed except the قوم who are فاسقون except the people, the nations that are فاسقون and so who's destroyed except the ones who will be destroyed except the ones who are the فاسقون فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ the مدرس says اقرأ الحديث يا علي عن عمر ابن الحارث قال ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دينارا ولا درهما the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم did not leave behind ما ترك didn't leave behind دينارا gold coins ولا درهما no silver coins ولا عبدا no slaves ولا أمة female slaves إلا بغلته except his mule البيضاء except his white mule التي كان يركبها which he used to ride وسلاحه and his weapons وأرضا and some land جعلها and he made it لابن السبيل صدقة and he made it as صدقة لابن السبيل صدقة and this land it was stipulated that it would be part and parcel of صدقة ابن السبيل صدقة رواه البخاري The مدرس says اقرأ البيت يا إبراهيم ألا كل شيء ما خلا الله باطل وكل نعيم لا محالة زائل ألا كل شيء ما خلا الله باطل The all matters which don't have the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then they are باطل they are false they are باطل وكل نعيم in every bounty and every نعمة لا محالة that there's no avoiding زائل it will eventually come to an end all bounties all favors they will come to an end talking about this dunya يدخل المراقب ويسلم the مراقب he enters and he gives salams and then he says ينصرف جميع الطلاب all of the students should go out should leave الآن now ما عدا except ما عدا is similar to إلا this is one of those words we use for exclusion ما عدا الطلاب الأوروبيين except the European students فلهم اجتماع for they have a meeting مع المدير with the principal the مدرس says كيف كان حفل الشاي أمسي How was the tea party yesterday? So hafl is like a celebration, festivity, a party, a meeting. كيف كان حفل الشاي أمسي? How was the tea party yesterday? أنا لم أتمكن. I was unable. أنا لم أتمكن من الحضور. I was unable to attend. أنا لم أتمكن. لم أتمكن من الحضور. I was unable to be present. The مراقب says, كان ممتعا. It was beautiful. It was enjoyable. ممتعا. Enjoyable. قد حضر الطلاب كلهم all of the students attended إلا المدرسين except the teachers all of the students were there except the teachers ما شاء الله يسلم المراقب ويخرج the مراقب he gives his salam and he exits ما شاء الله يلا يا عبد الله يا أمة الله let us begin with the exercise تمارين أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية number one من الذي رسب في الاختبار الشهري من الذي رسب في الاختبار الشهري من الذي رسب في الاختبار الشهري who's the one who failed in the monthly test جواب هو إبراهيم ولما why ولما رسب إبراهيم لأنه لم يجب عن السؤال الأولي. إبراهيم failed because he didn't answer the first question. Again, رسب إبراهيم لأنه لم يجب عن السؤال الأولي. لم يجب عن السؤال الأولي. جميل. Number two. كم درسا يدرس الطلاب للامتحان؟ How many lessons are the students studying for the test? كم درسا, how many lessons يدرس الطلاب للامتحان؟ جواب, يدرسون الكتاب كله. يدرسون الكتاب كله. They are studying the entire book. They are studying the entire book, mashallah. من الذي غاب? Who's absent? Who is the one who is absent? من الذي غاب? جواب, هو حامد. هو حامد. هو حامد. حامد. هو الذي غاب. He is the one who is absent. You can suffice with just saying حامد. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. Exercise number two, they explain all the matters related to exclusion مستثنى. Example, نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا واحدا. نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا واحدا. That all of the students, they passed except one. So هنا واحدا. This واحد here, except one. The one who's been excluded, it is called مستثنى, the excluded one. Excluded one. الاستثناء, what is استثناء? إخراج ما بعد أداة الاستثناء من حكم ما قبلها. فإذا قلنا نجح الطلاب إلا حامدا, أثبتنا النجاح للطلاب ونفيناه عن حامد. So basically, they're stating that this واحداً is what we call the مستثنى, the excluded one. And what is this exclusion, the whole concept of exclusion? إخراج ما بعد أداة الاستثناء. That we exclude what is mentioned after the أداة of استثناء. Example, إلا, except. After the exclusion words, that which comes after it, it is excluded. من حكم ما قبلها, from the ruling of what came before it. So all of the students passed except. So except is an adat of استثناء. It's one of those words which indicates exclusion. So what comes after the word except is excluded from what came before it. All of the students passed except Muhammad. So Muhammad is excluded from all those mentioned earlier who had passed simply. For example, نجح الطلاب إلا حامدا. All of the students passed except Hamid. أثبتنا النجاح للطلاب. We have affirmed passing for all of the students. ونفيناه, and we negated it عن حامد, and we negated it from brother Hamid. All of them passed except Hamid. جميل. وله ثلاثة أركان. And this مستثنى, it has three pillars. Number one, the مستثنى, the item which is excluded. Number two, the مستثنى منه, from what was it excluded. The مستثنى منه. And then number three, أدات الاستثناء, that the exclusion word that we employed. And they give us an example. نجح الطلاب, نجح الطلاب. So طلاب, نجح الطلاب, the students passed. This طلاب, this is the مستثنى منه. مستثنى منه, excluded from. نجح الطلاب, نجح الطلاب. So طلاب is the excluded from. إلا is our adat الاستثناء, that the word used to indicate exclusion. And then حامدا, حامدا is the مستثنى, the one excluded. So حامد is excluded from the students. And what's the exclusion word that we used? We used إلا. جميل. أدات الاستثناء كثيرة, that there are many words that can indicate exclusion. The most important, number one, illa, except. And illa is a harf. Illa is a harf. So illa indicates exclusion, except. Number two. غير وسوى غير وسوى وهما اسمان and they are two isms. جميل. So غير غير مسلم غير مسلم not a Muslim such and such سوى ذلك except that. جيد. So we have غير and we have سوى. We also have ما خلا ما عدا both of them ما خلا that's one and ما عدا except وهما فعلان and they are two verbs. So we have حرف, we have اسم, and we also have فعلز, ما شاء الله. أقسام الاستثناء, categories of the استثناء. Number one, الاستثناء إما متصل وإما منقطع. It could be that it is متصل, like joined, attached, or منقطع, which is broken, or like not linked. So let's see. فالمتصل أن يكون المستثنى بعضا مما قبله. That in the مستثنى متصل, that the item excluded, it is part and parcel of the مستثنى منه. Example, نجح الطلاب إلا حامدا. That all of the students passed except حامد. فحامد أحد الطلاب وهو من جنسهم. That حامد is one of the students. He is from the category of students and he didn't pass. So Hamid is also a student like Sumayya and Ahmed and Ilyas, but Hamid didn't pass. Jayid. So they are all students and Hamid is the one who failed. Jamil. So our excluded item is part and parcel of that which was excluded from. Whereas al-munqati'u alla yakun al-mustathna ba'dan mimma qablahu, that the item excluded is not part and parcel of the items from which they were excluded. Example, لكل داء دواء إلا الموتى. لكل داء, that for every ailment, every sickness, دواء, there is treatment, there is a cure, إلا الموتى, except death. فالموت ليس من جنس الداء, ليس من جنس الداء. That death is not an illness. Death is not part and parcel of illness or an ailment. Again, that for every ailment, every sickness, there is a cure except death. Well, death is not like the student example. Death is not one of those ailments or sicknesses. جيد. So this is what we call مستثنى منقطع, that the item excluded doesn't form part and parcel of the category from which it is excluded. So we learn generally the مستثنى sentence, it has the مستثنى منه, like طلاب, then it has the adat of الاستثناء, that the word used to indicate exclusion, إلا, غير, سوى, ما خلا, ما عدا, etc. And then we have the مستثنى, the item excluded. So we covered that. And then we also learned that the مستثنى type of sentences can be divided into two categories, متصل and منقطع, and we went through examples of that. Now, وكذلك الاستثناء إما تام وإما مفرغ. It's either تام, complete, or it is مفرغ. فالتام, what is تام؟ ما ذكر فيه المستثنى منه. تام is where the مستثنى منه is mentioned in the sentence. نجح الطلاب إلا حامدا, that the students passed except حامد. So we mentioned the students. We mentioned the students. حفظت القرآن, I memorized the Quran. إلا سورة البقرة, إلا سورة البقرة, except سورة البقرة. So the Quran here is our مستثنى منه. It is mentioned in the sentence. Whereas the مفرغ is where we do not mention the مستثنى منه. ما لم يذكر فيه المستثنى منه. Example, ما جاء إلا حامد, ما جاء إلا حامد, ما جاء إلا حامد. That didn't come except Hamid. Only Hamid came. Only Hamid came. But we didn't mention the مستثنى منه. What? Where is Hamid from? Hamid is from the students. Hamid is from the teachers. Hamid is from the doctors. He's from the farmers. All we're stating is that only Hamid came. But Hamid is from what category? What's the مستثنى منه? We didn't mention it in the sentence. Then we also learn وَكَذَلِكَ الْإِسْتِثْنَاءُ إِمَّا مُوجَبًا وَإِمَّا غَيْرُ مُوجَبٍ. What does this mean? فَالْمُوجَبْ مَا خَلَى مِنَ النَّفِي. Mujab type of sentence is where there's no negation in the sentence. There's no nafi, there's no negation, there's no nahi, prohibition, nor is there any question in that sentence. That is the mujab type of sentence. It has no question, it has no negation, it has no prohibition. Whereas, غَيْرُ الْمُوجَبِ مَا تَضَمَّنْ النَّفِي أَوْ النَّهِي أَوْ الْإِسْتِفْهَامِ. Whereas, غَيْر مُوجَب, it contains a question or a negation or a prohibition. Let's see. They state, أحكام المستثنى بإلا. The rulings related to the مستثنى when we use an إلا. حكم المستثنى في الاستثناء المتصل. When it's the joined, when it's the attached one. Let's see. وجوب النصب. Like the simple sentence we've done. نجح الطلاب إلا حامدا. حامدا حامدا is our مستثنى. حامدا must be منصوب. حامدا must be منصوب. Why? This is a متصل type of مستثنى sentence that حامد is part and parcel of the students and he has been excluded. وجوب النصب. يجب نصبه إذا كان الاستثناء تاما موجبا. Example. حضر الطلاب إلا حامدا. حضر الطلاب إلا حامدا. So this is a sentence where the طلاب is mentioned, the مستثنى منه is mentioned, حامد is excluded. We must make حامد منصوب. حامد has to be منصوب. Also this sentence here, there is no negation, there's no prohibition, there's no question in it. والحمد لله. Again, حضر الطلاب إلا حامدا. رأيت الطلاب إلا حامدا. رأيت الطلاب إلا حامدا. I saw the students except Hamid. اتصلت بالطلاب إلا حامدا. I contacted the students. اتصلت, I called or I contacted the students. إلا حامدا, except Hamid. So in all these three, Hamid must be منصوب. Why? Because this is a sentence of استثناء, of exclusion, which is تام and it is موجب. And it is muttasil. It is muttasil. Jamil. Number two. Jawaz al-nasb wal-itba'. Jawaz al-nasb wal-itba'. Example. يجوز نصبه وإتباعه لما قبله. That in this case, it is permissible to have it mansub. And it's also permissible that it follows, that the مستثنى, it follows the ruling of what came before it in its إعراب. إذا كان الاستثنى تاما. So it's تام. But it is غير موجب. It's غير موجب. So either there's a negation, there's a prohibition, or there's a question in it. Example. ما حضر الطلاب إلا حامدا. 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 That the students did not come, did not attend except Hamid. So here we got أما. So we can say حامدا. We can also say حامدٌ. We can also say it حامدٌ مرفوع. جيد. And the مرفوع based upon what? Based upon الطلابُ. الطلابُ. So حامدٌ is following الطلابُ. Again, ما حضر الطلابُ إلا حامدًا. Or ما حضر الطلابُ إلا حامدٌ. And حامدٌ is مرفوع because it's following الطلابُ. Number two. ما سألت الطلاب إلا حامدًا. ما سألت الطلاب إلا حامدًا. I didn't ask the students except حامد. إلا حامدًا. إلا حامدًا. Or ما سألت الطلاب إلا حامدا. ما سألت الطلاب إلا حامدا. But what's the difference between both of them? Outwardly, there's no difference. But subhanAllah, in terms of إعراب, the first one, إلا حامدا, we said, well, technically, this is مستثنى, so it's منصوب. And the other way of looking at it is that we say حامدا because it's following the ruling of الطلابه. So الطلابه is mansub, so حامدًا is mansub. اتباع, it is following the ruling of what came before it. ما سألت الطلاب إلا حامدًا. Or ما سألت الطلاب إلا حامدًا. Both the same outwardly, but the إعراب is different. Number three. ما اتصلت بالطلاب إلا حامدا. I didn't contact the students except Hamid. I didn't phone the students except Hamid. So we can say حامدا, or we could say حامدين. Why? حامدين because it's following بالطلاب. بالطلاب is مجرور, so حامدين also. ما اتصلت بالطلاب إلا حامدين. ما اتصلت بالطلاب إلا حامدين. ما اتصلت بالطلاب إلا حامدين. ما شاء الله. جميل. So those sentences were what we call غير موجب sentences. All three of them had نفي in them. They had negation in them. ما حضر الطلاب, that none of the students attended except حامد. So there was negation in those sentences. Now they move on to prohibition. لا يخرج, لا يخرج, no one should leave. أحد, لا يخرج أحد. إلا حامدا, لا يخرج أحد. إلا حامدا, that no one should leave. No one should leave. Prohibition. Nobody should leave except حامدا. So حامدا is منصوب because it's the مستثنى. Or we could say حامد. Why حامد? Because it is following the ruling of أحد. أحد. حامد following the ruling of أحد. لا يخرج أحد. إلا حامدا, لا يخرج أحد. إلا حامد, لا يخرج أحد. إلا حامدا, one option. لا يخرج أحد. إلا حامد, option two. Both are valid. Number two. لا تسأل أحدا إلا حامدا. Do not ask anyone except حامد. Don't ask anyone except حامد. Option one, option two. لا تسأل أحدا إلا حامدا. But here حامد is حامد منصوب. Why? Because it's following أحدا. جميل. Number three. لا تتصل بأحد. Do not contact anyone. Prohibition. Do not contact anyone. لا تتصل بأحد إلا حامدا except حامد. Or لا تتصل بأحد إلا حامد. لا تتصل بأحد إلا حامد. ما شاء الله. So those three sentences had their what? نهي. نهي, prohibition within them. Now the next three dealing with استفهام, questions. هل غاب أحد إلا حامدا؟ هل غاب أحد إلا حامدا؟ Has anyone been absent except حامد? You could say حامدا أو حامد. هل غاب أحد إلا حامد؟ Number two. هل رأيت أحدا إلا حامدا؟ هل رأيت أحدا إلا حامدا؟ Did you see anyone except حامد؟ هل رأيت أحدا إلا حامدا؟ So حامدا number one منصوب, حامدا number two منصوب, but obviously the reasons are different. The second حامدا is منصوب. Why? Because it's following the ruling of أحدا in that sentence which was mentioned before it. Number three, جيم. هل اتصلت بأحد؟ Did you contact anyone إلا حامدا except حامد؟ هل اتصلت بأحد إلا حامدا؟ Did you contact anyone besides حامد؟ هل اتصلت بأحد إلا حامدا؟ هل اتصلت بأحد إلا حامد؟ ما شاء الله والحمد لله. Moving on to the next matter, number three, إعرابه بحسب ما يقتضيه العامل. That number three, this is when its إعراب is based upon the عامل. Example, يعرف بحسب ما يقتضيه العامل. كما لو كانت إلا غير موجودة. As though the إلا was not present. So how would it have worked if the إلا wasn't there? Well, that's how it's going to work. إذا كان الاستثناء مفرغا, where the مستثنى منه is not mentioned. Example, here's our sentence. ما جاء إلا حامد, ما جاء إلا حامد, ما جاء إلا حامد. Why حامد? Why حامد? Because we're looking at the sentence like if we had no إلا. So that's why they put in brackets there. ما جاء حامد, ما جاء حامد. So حامد is مرفوع, well you add the إلا and it remains the same. So that's the إعراب for that type of sentence. Number two. ما سألت إلا حامدا, ما سألت إلا حامدا. Similar to as though we had no إلا. ما سألت حامدا, ما سألت حامدا. جيم. ما اتصلت إلا بحامد, ما اتصلت إلا بحامد. like as though the illa wasn't there. ما اتصلت بحامد. جميل. Let's look at alif. لا يخرج إلا حامد. لا يخرج إلا حامد. لا تسأل إلا حامدا. لا تسأل إلا حامدا. هل جاء إلا حامد. هل جاء إلا حامد. هل رأيت إلا حامدا. What's the meaning of these sentences? لا يخرج إلا حامد. Nobody should leave except حامد. لا تسأل إلا حامدا. Don't ask anyone except حامد. هل جاء إلا حامد. Has anyone come except besides حامد. هل رأيت إلا حامدا. هل رأيت إلا حامدا. Did you see anyone besides حامد? So these sentences, the إعراب is based upon, well, as though the illa wasn't there at all. How it would have been without the illa, it remains the same. Walhamdulillah. The next one. حكم المستثنى في الاستثناء المنقطع. What's the ruling with regards to the مستثنى if it is a منقطع type of sentence? For example, that for every illness, there is a cure except death. Well, death and every illness, they are not part and parcel of the same, from the same category. So, يجب نصبه في جميع الأحوال. That it must be منصوب under all circumstances. حضر الطلاب إلا المدرسة. That the students were present except the teacher. So, teacher is not from the same category as students. And so, it is the مستثنى منقطع, the broken type of exclusion. And here, the مستثنى must be منصوب. حضر الطلاب إلا المدرسة. حضر الطلاب إلا المدرسة. ما حضر الطلاب إلا المدرسة. ما حضر الطلاب إلا المدرسة. جميل, ما شاء الله. The حكم المستثنى بغير and سوى. What if we're not using إلا, we're using غير, we are using سوى. حكمه الجر بالإضافة. It will be مجرور because of it being مضاف إليه. وتعرب غير بما كان يعرب به المستثنى مع إلا. Let's see. جاء الطلاب غير حامد. جاء الطلاب غير حامد. So حامد will always be مجرور because it is مضاف إليه. As for غير, then it is based upon, it's based upon the مستثنى if we had the sentence with an إلا. That's why they give us in brackets there. جاء الطلاب إلا حامدا. So look, حامدا, حامدا, حامدا. So حامدا is منصوب. So our غير will also be منصوب. جاء الطلاب غير حامد. جاء الطلاب غير حامد. Number two. ما جاء الطلاب غير حامد. ما جاء الطلاب غير حامد. ما جاء الطلاب غير حامد. That none of the students came except حامد. ما جاء الطلاب غير حامد. Only حامد was the one who was there. And so they give us in brackets, ما جاء الطلاب إلا حامدا. So if we did the sentence with إلا, not using غير, then we would have had حامدا, حامدا, جيد. Or we would have had حامد. And thus, that's why we say, ما جاء الطلاب غير حامد. Number three. ما جاء غير حامد. ما جاء غير حامد. So we could have said the sentence with the إلا. ما جاء إلا حامد. ما جاء إلا حامد. إلا حامد. حامد. So because حامد, we will have غير. ما جاء غير حامد. ما جاء غير حامد. Number four. ما سألت غير حامد. ما سألت غير حامد. Why? Because if we used إلا, ما سألت إلا حامدا. حامدا منصوب. So غير will be منصوب. Number five. ما اتصلت بغير حامد. I didn't contact anyone except حامد. ما اتصلت بغير حامد. So ما اتصلت إلا بحامد. إلا بحامد مجرور. And so بغير, بغير, it is مجرور. جميل. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we know that some of these matters can be complicated, ala kulli hal, as long as you understand the main concept behind this mustathna type of sentences, insha'Allah, that suffices bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Hukm al-mustathna, what's the ruling with regards to the mustathna if we use ma khala or ma ada? Hukmuhu an-nasb, it's ruling that it will be mansub. Example, ja'a at-tullabu ma khala hamidan, that the students came except Hamidan, ma ada Hamidan except Hamid. Then number three, they want us to pull out from this exercise, from the passage, all of the different types of mustathna, and they want us to list there what type of mustathna it was, insha'Allah. So they state, استخرج من الدرس ما ورد فيه من أمثلة الاستثناء واذكر نوع كل واحد منها. List its type and also its إعراب, inshallah. So يلا بسم الله, let us begin. This is a long exercise, الله مستعان. So يلا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We find the number one, simple, easy one. نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا واحدا. نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا واحدا. نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا واحدا. That the students passed, all of them passed except one. What type of استثناء is this? This is متصل. Muttasil, it is muttasil, that the item excluded is from the original category. So it's muttasil, it is tam, and it is mujab. Mujab meaning there's no prohibition, no question, no negation, and it's tam, tam because the mustathna minhu is also mentioned, and and so it is muttasil, tam, and mujab. And what's its i'rab? Its i'rab is that it must be mansub. Wahidan must be mansub. Najaha at-tullabu kulluhum illa wahidan. Wahidan is our mustathna. And this mustathna, it must be mansub. Jameel. What else do we have? We find the waqad ajabtu anil as'ilati kulliha illa al-awwala. وَقَدْ أَجَبْتُ عَنِ الْأَسْئِلَةِ كُلِّهَا إِلَّا الْأَوَّلَى. And I answered the questions except the first one. So this is متصل because the مستثنى منه is mentioned. It is تام because the مستثنى منه is mentioned. And it's متصل because they are from the same category. And it is موجب because there's no negation, no prohibition, and no question. And what's the ruling? It is منصوب and it has to be منصوب. So again, وَقَدْ أَجَبْتُ عَنِ الْأَسْئِلَةِ كُلِّهَا إِلَّا الْأَوَّلَى. إِلَّا الْأَوَّلَى. أَوَّلَى must be منصوب. Excellent. What else do we find there? وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا شَهْرٌ وَاحِدٌ. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ, and there doesn't remain, إِلَّا شَهْرٌ وَاحِدٌ, except 1 month. Except 1 month. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا شَهْرٌ وَاحِدٌ. What type of استثناء this is? This is the مفرغ type of استثناء, where the مستثنى منه is not mentioned. The مستثنى منه is not mentioned at all. So it's not them, but rather it is mufarrag. It's not tam, it is mufarrag. And here it is marfu. Why is it marfu? Shahrun wahidun. Illa shahrun wahidun. Why shahrun wahidun? It is marfu because it is the fa'il. Because it is the fa'il. Walam yabqa illa shahrun wahidun. The next one we can find there is مَا غَابَ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا حَامِدٌ. مَا غَابَ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا حَامِدٌ. مَا غَابَ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا حَامِدٌ. No one's absent today except Hamid. What type of mustathna is this? This is also مُفَرَّغ. Why? Because the item it's excluded from is not mentioned. The mustathna minhu is not mentioned. مَا غَابَ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا حَامِدٌ. No one's absent today except Hamid. So this is مُفَرَّغ. And it is مَرْفُو also because it is the fa'il. مَا غَابَ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا حَامِدٌ. جميل. The next one we find صَحَّحْتُ الدَّفَاتِرَ كلها إلا إياه. صححت الدفاتر كلها إلا إياه. Then I corrected the notebooks except إياه, except your one. Except your one. And so what is this? This is متصل. This is متصل. I corrected the notebooks except your one. Your one meaning your notebook. And so this is muttasil. This is tam and it's mojab. And it's mojab. Excellent. So muttasil, tam and mojab. It must be mansoob. So hahtu dafatira kullaha illa iyahu. Illa iyahu. Jameel. Mansoob. Next one. شرحت لكم الدرس إلا جملا منه. شرحت لكم الدرس إلا جملا منه. I explained to you people the lesson except sentences from it. This is متصل. This is تام and it's موجب. This is متصل. متصل. And it is tam. There's the mustathna minhu. It is mentioned. There's no negation, no prohibition, and no question. And here wujub and nasb. Illa jumalam minhu. Illa jumalam minhu. Jumalan, it must be mansoob. What else do we find in the exercise? Lam yafhamhu ahadun illa Ibrahima. Lam yafhamhu ahadun illa Ibrahima. That no one understood it except Ibrahim. This is muttasil. It is tam. But it's غير موجب. Why? Because there's negation in it. لم يفهمه. Didn't understand anyone. No one understood it except Ibrahim. So here it is إلا إبراهيم. It is منصوب because it's مستثنى. So it can be منصوب because it is مستثنى. And it can also be مرفوع like أحد. Like أحد. بدل of أحد. لم يفهمه أحد إلا إبراهيم. Allowed. لم يفهمه أحد إلا إبراهيم. Also allowed. جميل. فسجدوا إلا إبليس. فسجدوا إلا إبليس. This is متصل. فسجدوا إلا إبليس. And here it must be منصوب. جيد. It must be منصوب. Why? Because Iblis is not from the Malaika. Iblis is not from the Malaika. So it must be mansoob. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Jameel. Then we find the فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. The verse of the Noble Quran. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ. They drank from it. إِلَّا except قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. Except a few of them. This is متصل. This is tam. And it is mujab. Must be mansoob. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. Jameel. مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِنْهُمْ. مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. قَلِيلٌ مِنْهُمْ. That ما فعلوه didn't do it except a few of them. Only a few of them did it. This one here is متصل. It is tam, but it's غير موجب. There's negation in it. And so here it can be منصوب. ما فعلوه إلا قليلا منهم. Allowed. And you can also have ما فعلوه إلا قليل منهم. And it's مرفوع because it is بدل of the فاعل. Which is the waw of jama'ah in the word fa'aluhu. Fa'aluhu, and that is marfu. The fa'il is marfu. And so qaleelun is also marfu. And it can also be qaleelan. Jameel. فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And who will be destroyed except the fasiqoon. So this is mufarrag. It's a mufarrag type of mustathna. And مرفوع على أنه نائب فاعل. It is مرفوع because it's the نائب فاعل. فهل يهلك إلا القوم الفاسقون. مرفوع. جيد. Then we also have ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دينارا ولا درهما. And then we have إلا بغلته. بغلته. Except his mule. Except his mule. This is منقطع. Broken. And it must be منصوب. بغلته. جميل. ألا كل شيء ما خلى الله باطل. That this is متصل. ألا كل شيء, all matters, all things, ما خلا, which do not have the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is باطل. And so this is a متصل type of استثناء, and it must be منصوب. It must be منصوب. جيد. What else do we have? قد حضر الطلاب كلهم إِلَّا الْمُدَرِّسِينَ, that all of the students attended except the teachers. This is مُنْقَطِعْ, and it must be مَنْسُوب. مُنْقَطِعْ, and it must be مَنْسُوب. Inshallah, walhamdulillah. I hope that we have completed exercise number 3 of the lessons and the questions associated with this lesson. Unfortunately, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this is a very long lesson. Lesson number 32 is very long. And so we will have to end off here. Allahu musta'an, time is against us. But before we end this majlis, we must take a prophetic hadith, insha'Allah, hadith number 10 from the 40 ahadith related to learning the Arabic language. An Uthman radiyallahu anhu qal. Why Uthman? Because Uthman is a diptote, allergic to the kasra. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. خيركم, the best of you. خيركم, the best of you. هو من تعلم القرآن, the one who learns the Quran. وعلمه, and he teaches it. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. رواه البخاري. عَلَّمَ يُعَلِّمُ, عَلَّمَ يُعَلِّمُ. This is when you are teaching somebody. عَلَّمَ يُعَلِّمُ, and its masdar is تَعْلِيمٌ, تَعْلِيمٌ. It's أَمْر, فِعْلُ أَمْر, command. عَلِّمْ, you're ordering somebody. عَلِّمْ, عَلِّمْ, teach so and so. عَلِّمْ, عَلِّمْهُ, عَلِّمْهُ, teach him. Example, we say, عَلَّمَنِي أَبِي أَلْلُغَةَ الْعَرَبِيَّةَ. عَلَّمَنِي, taught me, عَلَّمَنِي أَبِي, my father taught me, what? أَلْلُغَةَ الْعَرَبِيَّةَ, جَمِيل. We also state, يَا أُسْتَاذُ, O teacher, O respected teacher, عَلِّمْنِي, 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 teach me, كَيْفَ أُصَلِّي, how to pray, كَيْفَ أُصَلِّي, how to pray. We find in the Noble Quran, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. Jayid, Ar-Rahman, Allah is Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Quran, Allah is the one who taught the Quran. Ta'allama, yata'allamu. This is ta'allama, yata'allamu, ta'allam. Ta'allam is the amr, is the order. And its masdar is ta'allumun, ta'allumun, ta'allumun. Let's make some sentences with this word. Ta'allamtu, I learnt. I learnt, I studied. Ta'allamtu اللغة العربية وأنا صغير. I learned the Arabic language when I was young. تعلمت, تعلمت, I studied. The previous verb we did, علمني, teach me. This is تعلمت, علمني, teach me. تعلمت, I studied. أنا الآن أتعلم اللغة العربية. أنا الآن, I am now. أتعلم, I am now studying. I am now learning, I am now studying اللغة العربية, the Arabic language. تعلم, you're ordering somebody to learn. تعلم, learn. قيادة السيارة, driving a car. Learn to drive a car. فإنها مفيدة, for indeed it is beneficial. To have the skill to know how to drive, it is beneficial. خيركم أفضلكم, the best of you. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. أجب عما يأتي. أذكر حديثا في فضل تعلم القرآن الكريم وتعليمه. Mention a hadith which talks about the virtue of learning the Quran, studying the Quran, and also teaching it to others. The hadith of Uthman رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, خيركم من تعلم القرآن القرآن وعلمه. Complete the hadith. خيركم, خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. Who is the sahabi who narrates this hadith? عثمان رضي الله تعالى عن. من المحدث الذي أخرجه؟ إمام البخاري. ما معنى خيركم, أفضلكم؟ خيركم equals أفضلكم. What is the مضارع, the أمر and the مصدر of the following? تعلم, تعلم, يتعلم, تعلم, يتعلم, تعلم, يتعلم. And its amr is تعلم, تعلم, تعلم. And its masdar is تعلم, تعلم, تعلم. As for the other verb, علم, يعلم, its masdar is تعليم, and its amr is علم, علم. جميل, ما شاء الله, والحمد لله. Make a sentence with تعلم. تعلمت القرآن الكريم. I learned the noble Quran. Make a sentence with علم. علم. علمني أبي اللغة الإنجليزية. علمني أبي. My father taught me the English language. علمني أبي اللغة الإنجليزية. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. This is where we end off the majlis. We ask Allah to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah to accept from us. We ask Allah to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah not to make this knowledge a proof against us, but rather a proof for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us keys of goodness and not keys of evil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and look after us and safeguard us and our families and our community and our masajid and our marakis and all those who are working for his sake until we meet again. Barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.